Critical Mass Podcast is still waiting on new theme music, and there's a little bit of background noise today. Please forgive me. But we got a discussion around the coffee table with Curtis and Drew about the state of television today. So kick back, relax, and we'll see about upgrading the audio quality and stuff next trip round. For now, it's just kind of an informal thing. So here you go. Grab a cup of coffee.
All right. Let's get this off our chest. Where did we leave off? We started in on the new wave of television.
Sucks.
And if we're gonna start, let's start at the top. Start with Chase. We gotta start with Chase. It appears to be gone.
No, that's not right.
No,
10 years.
It's not.
They took Chase. I'm gonna draw a line in the sand.
Okay. And just dare people to cross it. I mean, that was a cool action show. It was a guy's show.
It was better than the other two Marshall shows that are on the air. I liked it better than Justified.
Okay, I gotta admit, I've not seen Justified. I did like Chase. I am gonna be disappointed that it's not on. It wasn't your typical crime procedure drama.
Thank you, God.
No, it was an action show.
Yes.
Chase.
Yeah. Chase. Alright, I forgot to do this last time and I got fussed at, so sound off. I'm Winston, you know me. Also with me is
Curtis
and
Drew.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. What?
So raw. But yeah, Chase, I mean, this episode order got cut, and then they just cut the last five, you said?
Yeah, the hiatus, they put it, they shelved it, and the last five will not air.
Yeah.
We only got 13 episodes that we got to watch.
Yep.
That wasn't enough.
Gone. That's sad.
We still don't know about Human Target.
Yeah, it's on hiatus, but they haven't reordered, but they haven't canceled it either.
Yeah.
And the episodes that got preempted didn't re-air, but they're on Hulu.
Cool. I can watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll have to go check those out.
Yeah, and when they brought it back, they moved... They moved it a time slot up so that it wouldn't be competing with American Idol, which is good. I really like it.
That's going to be good because if it's not happen to go against American Idol, and let me just say this now, this is my thought. Reality contests like that are dead. Okay.
No, it's still got the ratings. It will not die until we kill it.
I have a question. Other than Kelly Clarkson, how many of the American Idol winners have put out successful... I mean, how many of them do you actually hear of in entertainment?
Carrie Underwood.
So, okay, that was the other one I was thinking of.
Only the two chicks that look good got anything.
Clay Aiken? Wasn't he an American Idol?
Yes, he was a winner.
He was American Idol, but...
No, he didn't win. The big guy won that one.
Yeah, the big black guy won.
Ruben?
Was it Ruben Stern?
Yeah, Ruben? Yeah. I don't know.
He went gospel on his stuff.
Did he?
But
I only know Clay Aiken because he guest starred in Phineas and Ferb once.
But my point being, you know, the Special American Idol, it's done. We had... Really. But given that they've moved Human Target away from having to compete with that, and there's not really anything else in that time.
Bad show or not, American Idol's a ratings juggernaut.
Yeah, I know.
I'm hoping to see that decline with the departure of...
It has some, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's working against this is the fact that these contest shows like this have always been really popular. You know, like Star Search, this kind of thing.
Mm.
So,
yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing another season of Human Target. I'm really hoping they come out with it.
I hope Cape survives, but that's one life.
That's
it's dropping 300,000 of ratings of viewing, but it's still above 5 million.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But it's dropping, and they're still already talking about canceling it.
Well... I don't know. It's got a lot working against it. Probably the biggest thing that the Cape has going against it
is
the fact that... Well, yeah, that we like it.
Yeah.
But that Fox or NBC...
Fox.
Fox. Fox upper management changed. Mm-hmm. So that the upper management team that conceived of the Cape and put it in production is no longer the ones in power. And the first thing that new management does when they come in is they axe everything that the previous team did.
You should, yeah, change the vision and take it somewhere else, and that's...
Yeah, so outlook for the Cape doesn't look good. But we'll take it for as long as we got it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we can do. But, oh well, you you mentioned, we were talking about the cartoons on tonight, Young Justice, which we've been kind of pleased with.
Yep.
Yeah, once I got over the fact that it wasn't the show I wanted it to be.
I don't know no better. I don't read comics.
See, and I'm right there with you, Kirk.
But I don't, I don't watch it unless I'm here. So that's the other thing.
Okay, well, you know what? I admit it. I do actually DVR it because I know I'm not over here all that often. So I'll DVR it and watch it.
I see.
You know, for somebody outside the DC, you know, the typical DC fandom, I love it.
I can live without it. I mean, it's something to watch if I remember it's on.
Yeah.
I mean, Storage Wars and them are on demand. I can watch them. I need help.
Yeah. Young Justice looks pretty good. I like the way they're... I like what they're doing with it. They're treating the kids as teenagers. Yeah. And not...
But still, with Martian Girl crushing on Superboy, I mean, that's a little, you know, normal, I guess, I think. You know,
I don't know.
Still weird.
We'll see. We'll just see. It's got some good potential, and it's got a lot going for it since it's on Cartoon Network.
Okay. You know,
so it's not going to get canceled mid-season.
Hell no.
The worst that
can
happen is that they won't renew it.
Or they'll put it to a later time slot to where the kids are all in bed, so they'll die a natural death.
possibly.
They've done that on a couple.
But they've backed it up to Ben 10 and other shows that really mesh well with it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. The hero movies.
Yeah,
shows.
Yeah. And, kids, I mean, action I horror, like the Ben 10, the Ben 10 Alien Force and Ultimate Alien.
That was cool.
Those are good shows.
Yeah, those are way better. I never got into those, so I'll take your word for it.
Oh, they're good shows, yeah, dude.
Compared to the first series, when he's little kids. Suck.
Yeah. Well, it was for kids.
Yeah, that's the side.
But the, no, it's, and probably the driving force behind that is Dwayne McDuffie. Because he wrote a ton of Justice League Unlimited. And Static Shock, the TV series, that was a good show.
That was cool, because I didn't expect it to be, but it was.
Yeah, I mean, it started off slow. The first season wasn't all that. But then it just, boom, they just took it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really, really cool show. But, so yeah, Young Justice has some potential, and I think we're going to be watching that. It's not related to the regular DC at all any way. Something new. I mean, to the point where I would say that the characters are recognizable only because of their costumes.
Yeah.
So, if you're like me and you're bringing a lot of DC fandom baggage into it, you're not going to enjoy the show as much. But I had to dump a ton of my baggage to start enjoying Teen Titans, too. And when I did, dude, that's one of my favorite shows. It's an awesome TV show.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Okay, I know a little bit about DC, so I know Robin's always been, you know, Teen Titans Robin was the leader.
In theory,
okay.
The group mentality there, they just went with who was dominant that episode.
It always seemed like in Teen Titans, Robin was, you know, the
in
leader.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. In the cartoon, it was Robin's
show,
yeah.
It was kind of Robin's junior detective.
Yeah.
But in this one, they took off with, what was it, Calderon?
I don't know, the new Aqualad.
Okay, the Aqualad. You know, he got to step up as leader, you know.
They let them all try be leader, basically. You know,
Miss Martian.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Super Love Boy, he didn't want it at all because, you know, what his background was. He just thought he didn't feel like it. You know, so, you know, Flash Boy and Robin were fighting over it, so the one who didn't even bother, the more adult of them all, really emotionally,
the more mature
boy.
and they bring that out. I mean, he is older than the rest of them. Mm-hmm. He looks older than the rest of them.
He's worked alone more, so he's more mature. He's done his own shtick, and he knew what a leader had to do. He explained it all in that episode.
I guess from my perspective, since it wasn't Robin who was fulfilling that role, I kind of like it, just...
in the first episode of Two Party, you saw that, the way they all acted, while he was still not whiny.
Yeah.
He was just, you know, taking it all in, while Robin's like, no fair, I want to be out of here, we're a good league.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, and Robin, then I really liked it. I think he won me over. The show was mediocre, but Aqualad won me over at the end. When he takes Robin aside, he's like, dude, we're not all trained by Batman.
Yeah, explanation. We're all not this one machine that can think like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all different.
We're not all trained by Batman. You can't expect us to I mean, that was just, at that point I said, okay, this show's going to be worth watching. But, yeah. On the other hand, unfortunately, we have G.I. Joe Renegades.
So, not really worth watching, which is making me wonder why I'm still watching it.
It's like a train wreck. You cannot look away.
I know. Okay, let me explain how bad it is, the train wreck. I put it on DVR series recording. Why? I don't know.
Because you're a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, we're still recording.
Me? The only thing that is keeping me going is the performance by Jason Marsden.
Oh.
And Jason Marsden as Duke is just a fantastic casting choice. And he's a great actor.
I will support him
in whatever he wants to do, I think.
I haven't even been paying attention to the cast list, so I didn't realize it was
Jason Marsden, you may recognize him, not James Marsden, Jason Marsden. You may recognize him as Tasseloff Burfoot from the Dragonlance movie.
Suck!
Oh. you may recognize him as Speedy from Batman the Brave and the Bold cartoon. Or most likely you will recognize him as Gear from Static Shock.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that is just...
Cool.
He's done a ton of other stuff, too, but...
Okay.
Anyway. That and the voice actor they have doing Snake Eyes... He's the bomb.
Oh, yeah. The voice actor for Snake Eyes is excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, I fully admit it. I've always enjoyed Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
Huh. Except for the live-action Snake Eyes.
Huh. But what about now in the Renegade? The anorexic one that looks like he's about to die.
Yeah, we just really don't have anything good to say about Joe Renegade.
The
animation
sucks.
The animation sucks. The whole plot behind it is, like you said, 18... A-Team moved into the G.I. Joe universe.
Alright. Now and Cobra has...
As
the good guys?
No, as the corporation.
Okay. Evil corporate. Remember, it's cool now for the bad guys to be corporate.
And be rebels and against the law.
Yeah.
Okay, fighting the big corporate.
But they're good guys because nobody in that universe... seems to dislike Cobra.
Well, no, they don't know the truth.
Have you not seen the advertisement? I mean, that super freaking awesome Cobra advertisement. Yeah, Cobra
we
Technologies.
Care.
We care. Yeah. You know, standing behind you, Cobra defends you.
Standing behind you with the gun pointed at you.
It's just like the normal TV series. You got the big corporate bad guy that they can't bring down because they've got a good PR department. And you keep it all covered.
And,
have all their bases covered.
Have the right officials in their pockets.
They use all the video footage of their security systems, paste it together, make them all look like bad guys.
Yeah, and so far
and then
I've
Scarlet,
counted,
yeah, that's her name.
Yeah, Scarlet.
Screwing up, going there without real orders.
Yeah.
That kind of blew it.
Yeah.
The whole portrayal of the military just really gets me because...
It's totally and completely unbelievable.
Yeah. We shouldn't let David watch the show at all. His head would explode.
No.
But, and I've counted so far no less than 5 episodes out of, 10 that have aired?
Mm-hmm.
9 or 10 that have aired?
I lost track.
I mean, Joe
at least 5 episodes that are almost line-for-line, situation-for-situation rip-offs of 18 shows.
Hell yeah!
So... Yeah. So far, no more Joes have died, I don't think. Just Ripcord in the first episode.
Damn, it sucked. He'll show up alive later.
They did kill Scrap Iron. They introduced Iron as Destro's consultant, or as Destro's tech developer or something, and he died at the end of the episode.
That's nice.
Hmm.
Maybe I missed a couple of episodes.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's not something you care about.
No, it's not.
It's not light enough to be interesting to my 10-year, you know, to my 7 or 10-year-old. And it's not heavy enough to be interesting to me.
No, yeah. With the death of a Joe or the character once in a while. But still, and the animation alone sucks. I mean, it's not even the good quality of Ian Flux, but it's all drawn the same way.
Yeah.
Long, lanky, anorexic people.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably fitting directly into that same category is the current Avengers cartoon, which I haven't made you guys watch. We watched the initial ones together,
yeah,
didn't we?
That was it.
Like the Captain America introduction and the Hulk introduction.
No, just Cap. I saw.
Just Cap was the only one you saw.
You watched.
Have you seen any of these, Drew?
I think I've seen one or two of them. I might have seen the Hulk one, but not the Captain America one. I don't remember.
Well, the current generation of Avengers cartoon, it's doing exactly the same thing as G.I. Joe. The animation's better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's geared solidly towards the 10-year-old demographic.
Uh-huh.
And it's like they're making an effort to blend all of the major Avengers storylines from the past 40 years into one season worth of TV show. Because so far we've had the Kang Dynasty and Kang invading Earth. We've had Gamma World, where the leader starts turning everybody into Hulks. We've had Wonder Man.
Kurt Smash.
I mean, just... You can just tick them off by the numbers. And if I were to pull it up, I could tell you which Avengers issues each one of the episodes was drawn from or inspired by.
Yeah.
But
it tells me the writers don't know nothing. They're just reacting.
I mean, if they were doing it well, or as an homage, or as an adaptation, I think it would be cool. But I think you're right. I think they just don't know where else to go with it, other than what's already been done.
What would be cool is bringing the comic to the screen.
And
then they're not even doing that right.
They're not doing it well. I mean, it's like they're taking material that they want to interest adults and dumbing it down to interest 10-year-olds. Mm. And the result is just not good. Not good.
Yeah.
All right, so what's on TV right now that we do like, that we are
that's still on?
That's still on.
Human Target for now.
Yeah, one more week of Human Target.
Yeah,
let's hope we get another season.
Yeah, fingers crossed, everybody. But
what's it called? You know, Burn Notice when it comes back.
Burn Notice is coming back soon. Royal Pains is on right now.
That's cool.
V.
No.
Oh, you guys not like V? Why?
No, we hate V. It's terrible.
It bored the hell out of me. And if I can flip the channel and not watch it and not feel guilty, it's not worth it. I mean, it's just, you know, it was nothing. It didn't have that
soap
extra.
It's all soap opera. It's all soap opera. They're obsessing about the lives of these people. They're forming an underground resistance against a force that is not in occupation. They're demonizing, what's the current scapegoat in this one? It's not scientists, like in the first one, which was funny.
Reality TV producers, that's it.
Yeah, but they're demonizing a group, and they got the fifth column underground, and it's just, it's trying to be a lot of stuff, and it's not really succeeding at any of it. And 3 episodes into season 1, I realized that, you know what? I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I just really don't care. V's can come in and eat everybody, and I'm good with it.
That would be cool.
That would have been a better episode, you know, a better series. Have them come in and just start eating people.
The main thing
that
bored
me
is there. You know, it's this whole subversive plot line. It just drags out.
Yeah.
And then the other, the main thing is their own personal problems.
Yeah,
they're mating shit. I was like, what the hell?
It's Battlestar Galactica.
What, the new one?
They're doing Battlestar Galactica. They're doing V as Battlestar Galactica.
They're trying to make it a drama.
It's a drama.
Mm.
They're doing exactly the same thing. And I hated Battlestar Galactica for exactly that reason. But, yeah, that's exactly... exactly what they're doing. And well, they're drawing done. Everything out, and they're focusing on these people who are whining about their condition. And
well, they're done with that. They're done with that part. They are now to the militia fight.
Oh, yeah.
Militia fighting.
Guerrilla warfare. Only, you know why? You know why? TNT's got that Noah Wiley series coming out where aliens invaded and they're doing guerrilla fighting and combat, and they're upping it before they do so they can keep the ratings.
Yeah, be able to say we did it
first. TNT produces new series.
So, you heard why we hate it. Why do you like it?
Yeah.
I will. That really wasn't meant to sound like an accusation, but...
You've hurt my feelings, bud.
No.
I will give you your analysis of season one. It is pretty much so spot on. I cannot argue with it. However, I wanted to kind of see where they were going to go with it. So I powered through. They have gotten past the everybody's background stories kind of thing. You still get a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is Fifth Column versus the V's.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like you said, Curry, it's going to be Guerrilla. Anna is trying to figure out what it is about the human soul.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just, I was like, what the?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to fight the
human. That was the biggest thing about the series that just got me right there. They're like, these don't have emotions.
Because they're cold-blooded up mummifiers, you know, that's what it is. They're
and when she, when she went on with that,
yeah,
it's like, really?
Oh, come on.
Haven't we seen this before and better?
Where's my cold
bones?
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just...
So I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, enjoy. It got one rating.
I look at it this way. Yeah, it's got 1 of 3 stars. for tonight's entertainment purposes, it gets 1 of 3 stars.
Yeah.
You know, it's good escapism only in the fact that there's not really a whole lot else on.
Yeah.
And
that's not true.
When does it come on?
Tonight, actually, no. Tuesdays, Cross from TCIS. Yeah.
I don't know. It's on the same time as one of our reality TV shows.
It comes on across the CIS Stars or
Repo or
Monday. So Tuesdays is
I don't know.
Fudge.
We watch all the stuff I recorded on Monday on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
yeah. Usually,
what do you watch on Wednesday night?
Human Target.
Human Target.
Repo.
Operation Repo. Bait Car.
Bait Car.
New episodes of Bait Car on Wednesdays.
And that's about it.
So nothing from DVR from Tuesday night.
No, there's nothing.
I don't think there's anything on Tuesday.
But I think it got taken away. Wasn't that Terriers?
Terriers? No. Okay. Sons of Anarchy was on Tuesday.
Yeah,
Terriers was on Wednesdays. Yeah, we're not going to talk about the Old Women of Anarchy right now.
Okay. That's I got to admit,
it's over for a while.
That's a whole different podcast.
We'll deal with it when it comes back.
Yeah.
But I...
mm-hmm.
What's on tonight? Supernatural, which...
I lost interest after episode 5.
Yeah.
They lied to me.
Yeah.
So they get back to the hunting. Oh, no, we're going to take away what's called Soul. Now he's a Pinocchio. Oh, fudge that. Yeah. I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
Let him get back
and
to it.
They're on...
The Alpha Monsters.
We've had a few good episodes.
Leprechaun one.
Fight the fairies! Fight the fairies!
Yes. Fairies are good, right?
Oh, it's supposed to be Dragon Slayer tonight.
Yeah, something like that. Taping that, we might have to give it a go. Fringe.
With Greg.
Fringe. Been into Fringe this season. It's okay.
Yeah, I can live without.
Yeah.
Again, I watch it because it's on.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't watch it. Smallville, final season.
Yeah, no.
Lord.
And Malika's and him are really getting married,
too. It's just really gone down.
And they're getting them married, too.
Down, way down.
It didn't have far to drop, so...
Well, they know it's the end, so they're not trying.
Could be. Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst part. They're going to have Lois and Clark tie the knot.
Mm-hmm.
That's been all over the damn TV Guide stuff. I'm like, damn!
Whatever.
It's like we didn't see that coming. Hello.
She's going to help make him the Superman hero.
They did it in the 90s first.
Yeah.
That's a show I miss. That was
cool to watch.
It was a cool funny. Show. It was funny.
Especially when they got married and started sleeping together. Everybody's like, yeah, you should kill her! Look at
But, oh man, is there anything other than reality TV?
No. I'm sorry, we're on the wrong end of the
stick. We've got our actuality shows. I mean, Sword Wars.
Actuality, something. Yeah. They lied to us.
Yeah. I mean, we get good documentaries every now and then. As long as we steer clear of A&E.
Oh, A&E bad.
A&E bad.
Evil channel.
I never watch A&E.
No. I only watch it for Criminal Minds on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
But no, I want more.
When it History comes Channel, back. Science Channel, and History Channel.
A&E gives us Storage Wars.
Yeah,
and they give us Pawn Stars.
Hmm?
That's History Channel.
Don't disgrace them.
Sorry. They give us Storage Wars.
Yeah.
But they also give us Hoarders.
That just makes you
My Strange Addiction.
No, that's...
Heavy and... Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, when I see shows titled like that...
Oh,
I already know. It just keeps right on going through.
Make them Intervention.
Intervention and Scared Straight and...
Let me put my theory on watching shows like this from this perspective. My life is already screwed up enough as it is.
Yeah.
And I deal with enough screwed up people that I really don't want to come home and sit and watch more screwed up people who are real. Yeah. I would rather watch screwed up characters written in a story because they're probably in a setting that's a little bit, at least somewhat different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm not watching.
You know it's going somewhere, and there'll be some kind of resolution.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit and watch an hour of what did you say, Heavy or Hoarders?
Hoarders.
I'm not going to sit.
Hoarders. You'll be 5 minutes, and you'll clean your house.
You'll clean your
house. That's what it's good for.
Yeah.
You know,
motivation.
No, I. You know what? Okay, Winston. Between a show you probably hate. Wait, no. One did you do hate? Smallville and Hoarders, and you only get to watch one of the two.
I'll turn off the TV.
We're gonna strap you in. We're gonna strap you in. Tape your eyelids open.
No, if I had to choose between Smallville and Hoarders,
Smallville.
Lois
Lane ain't bad to look at.
I might have to go with Hoarders.
See, I'm gonna go with Smallville because it's not reality.
I'd watch Smallville.
I can't take a steady diet of it, but I can.
I tried. I watched several seasons of it.
But Hoarders?
No.
Smallville. No.
Stay with
Hoarders? No.
Oh, no.
Never. Ain't he bad? Jesus, those episodes we watched over here, when it start out, I'm done.
Oh,
and then they do Animal Hoarders on Animal Planet?
Oh, God.
Now, see, okay, I gotta admit, at the moment, while we're sitting here talking about this, you also have on True TV in the background watching this...
Baycar. Okay, let's take a minute to address that. It's worth addressing. When Kurt and I say reality TV, we are not talking about Survivor.
Anything like that.
Okay, that's not reality television, all right?
All right. We are talking about mainly
talking.
True TV, shows like Cops and America's Dumbest
Police Chases,
whatever,
Criminals,
Extreme
Idiot.
Police Chases.
You know.
Shows like Bait Car and Operation Repo and stuff like that. Where it's essentially short video clips of people behaving badly. That's what these shows are. It's video clips of people behaving badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones who scream at the tow truck drivers that, "You can't have my car!" You know, or tear up the tickets and say, "I don't see no parking ticket." And it...
Pawn Stars, there's history behind it.
Short attention span... it's short attention span theater. That's what it is. Attention span theater.
But it's, you know...
Now, Pawn Stars and Pickers is a little different.
We learn.
I mean, that kind of scratches the history buff in both of us.
Yeah, because it's not about the drama between them.
It's not about the drama.
It's about the IOs coming in, get the experts in there, finding out what it is and all this stuff.
Where it comes from.
That's cool.
Okay. I'll give that. But, you know... police chases, bait car, people acting stupid, as you put it.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, okay.
You also notice how much attention we're paying to this show, which is typical of the evening. We put these reality TV shows on.
Because it'll air again.
Yeah.
There's nothing we have to commit to because it'll get taken away because the stuff doesn't.
Hey, it is.
That's true.
It's true.
It's solid. We got enough shows. We got something to watch and continuously, no matter what now, and they can't take it away.
You know, and it's not so demanding of our attention that if we want to talk about something else, or heaven forbid, garner enough people to put a game on the subject, you know, that we can't do that.
Yeah. And it's background noise that we can live with.
It's cool.
I mean, and look what else is on right now. What?
Clone Wars.
Yeah.
That's kidding. He's right, Drew.
I tried watching it.
The CGI
maybe
Clone Wars.
What in the end.
The movie wasn't all that great, and the television show, aside from one or two episodes a season, has just been mediocre at its very best.
I mean,
it's not a good show. I'm staggered that it's still on TV because
it's
not
enough ratings. It'll keep be around for a while.
I don't know who's watching it because it's not the kids.
Well, it's gotta be
and
him.
It shouldn't be you, Drew.
I mean, the only pleasing thing is it's history filler you get to see during the Clone Wars. That's it. But the problem is, it sucks sometimes so bad. I mean, I gotta admit,
some of the episodes just aren't that. You know, don't hold the attention.
They're mediocre at their very best.
And the only ones I really enjoyed when they were doing the commando stuff, like those battles they were losing on the planet.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was the cool stuff. That was what I was into. But then they do all the other stuff, you know, the little drama a little bit.
Yeah, they'll drop you into a drama episode between Padme and...
Or when they gotta do the diplomatic crap.
Yeah, it's just not... I mean, every now and then we'll get a funny episode. Like this last one I saw where R2-D2 and 3PO ran through Coruscant chasing some fruit for some...
Yeah, okay, that was a pretty bad episode. Yeah.
But I got that going up watching droids.
You say that, and here I'm thinking, that's been the best of the lot because it made me laugh. And every other episode that I've watched of the Clone Wars has just been, why on earth should I care? I just can't seem to bring myself to
care
about
66.
Yeah.
I'll do it right now on Anakin because I know.
I don't care about the show. They're not out there buckling their swash and doing cool stuff.
The problem is they're the commanders, the Jedi are.
Yeah.
Commanders aren't supposed to do that all the time. The whole battles are dependent on the Jedi, which is wrong sometimes. Because that means they only won because of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Which, it was the clones.
But, I don't know, the clones are breaking down, we see.
Yeah.
They can't maintain the clones. That, I thought, was
quality control. Get some chlorine in the gene vault.
I did like this last episode I saw where the clone rejects had to bond together and pull together, and they wind up destroying the obstacle course so that they could pass and get a sign.
Oh,
that was kind of cool. Very Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, that was all thing.
But it seems to me that all of the episodes I have enjoyed have been homages to other
real movies,
other military things like the Dirty Dozen. They did a Seven Samurai Magnificent Seven type show in season one.
It was the diplomat one I was telling about, where they had to do...
We saw it.
It was Magnificent Seven, exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's what it came down to. They had to prove that they were the good guys so they would fight.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh my God.
And the shows where they show these clone troopers making hard decisions and the Jedi... God forbid the Jedi actually get out there and do something cool.
Instead of just command and say, go.
Yeah.
We got to brood back here and think, what's their next plan? What? Clones are dying. Well, damn it.
Whatever. I don't know. I'm still watching it because the bub likes it.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm going to miss.
No. It's just the wrong taste. I mean, I think if they did it more from the clones and battles and left the Jedi out, like, commander, give him the assignment, go! Instead of having the Jedi always brooding around them.
They gave us a military show. That would be freaking awesome.
Because that's what it should really be, because the dang Jedi, I mean, they're the commanders, they're the back, you know, but they're making it where they're what's going to be the one that wins them the Clone Wars until the 66.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Is there anything on worth mentioning? Anything else? Have we touched all of the bases of current television? I mean, I could start on Ben 10, but it's in between seasons right now, so there's not really any point. It's out on DVD and it's worth picking up. I really have enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think.
We're
in between seasons on Generator Rex, and that was a cool show.
Mean, hell, I didn't even watch. What's that show last night? Doctor one.
Oh, Royal Pains.
Yes, I didn't watch that last night.
It'll be on again tomorrow.
Yeah, but I ain't worried about seeing it. How about
it's USA. They run it every day. Every other day.
I'm right now, I don't have an interest. I don't care.
Really?
I know.
Ooh, that's bad.
I know. It's a good show, cool show, but I just... Everything else is dead and that... I don't know.
You are numb to the pain.
I mean... I can live without missing. That means it'll get worse, and I'll just start missing them all.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Fairly Legal.
Really, I haven't caught any episodes.
All I see is her ass a lot. That's the only reason this show is another show. Every episode so far, we've seen her scantily clad. The last episode I watched, week before last, her ex and her sleeping together. Ex-husband. Well, he goes, "I was gonna wear that shirt to work," and she drops it, and you just get a big old picture of her ass. I mean, you know. Not, you know, she's got panties on, but, you know, it's just... So it's like every episode, you get a shot like that, so that's what's keeping you.
I don't think it's enough.
It ain't. I mean, she's a whiny little girl,
yeah.
Pining for her dead father, having to deal with life for once.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently.
We've got The Defenders. We could watch The Defenders. That's still on, right?
I don't know.
Jerry O'Connell and Jim Belushi.
Yeah, it's still on, but
it's going to be canceled.
It's going to die a horrible death. Because as great as those two actors are, the show itself is so formulaic that it's just...
No, there's nothing that's cool. I mean, no, Wally's show on TNT coming might look cool, but I bet you I can live without it.
Yeah.
Now, if it was the Librarian series, I'd be all over that, like white on rice.
Because that's what it should have been.
Well, I know what you guys...
That would be cool. But
I know there's a show on BBC America that you guys don't watch that I do, Primeval. It's on there, Supernatural Saturdays.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know of it.
You know of it. Yeah. Again, I think it's maybe one of those train wrecks that I just can't kind of stop.
Oh. Here I was getting ready to get excited and start...
Yeah, well, watch it.
No,
here's the thing. It is good. It is good. There are times where I don't know whether it's they don't kind of realize that their accents are a little bit heavier and they'll just start going with their British accents. Love listening to British accents, but they can talk so fast that sometimes you have no idea what they just said.
Mm.
It's like, dang it, you know.
Yeah.
But there's I don't want to say it's got too much soap opera in it. And it doesn't have enough in it. It's one of those that if I miss an episode, I'm not gonna really
regret it.
Be too concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really the only thing that airs on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Storage Wars on A&E reruns.
I thought we said A&E was bad.
Yeah, but A&E is sort of airing Storage Wars. You got to know the time slot. That's the only time you go in.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is.
Storage Wars good. A&E bad.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, Primeval's not really all that bad. But again, it's one of those that, you know, it went for two seasons, was canceled, and then got saved from extinction.
Right.
Brought back whole new team on it. Actually,
yeah, seen that part.
Yeah. Well, let's briefly address two other sci-fi train wrecks. Being Human.
Oh God.
Also an import from BBC.
Oh, I know, but...
It doesn't matter. Everything you need to know about Being Human can be summed up by saying that immediately after it airs on Sci-Fi, Bravo plays it 3 times a day for the next 5 days.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know about it is, okay,
can't we just invite the neighbors over to eat them? I want to screw them. It's all!
Yeah.
And
werewolf.
Face Off.
You know, I caught the pilot episode, and
Don't care. It
wasn't enough to get
it's not enough
to watch it.
I mean,
it's not enough. Greg and I were talking about this last night. It looks cool. It's an awesome idea. But at the end of the day, we would rather go to the DVD library and pull up a making-of documentary about how they did the effects for that you know, the effects and the makeup for any given movie.
Yeah.
Octopus versus Mega Shark.
Yeah, we're going to have to do Megatron here in just a second.
What was the one that aired this past Saturday that also had Debbie Gibson and Tiffany in it?
Oh, dude, we watched that last night!
Yes!
Mega Shark, Mega Python versus Gatoroid. Oh, yeah.
I will flat out admit, as soon as, you know, I started watching those commercials and, like, Friday night, sometime Saturday, I had to post, I'm like, I didn't bother to watch it. I'm really disappointed.
No, I watched it from beginning after what, to end.
You know, after Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Mm. I don't think I could have handled going through this one.
No, that was cool. The snake thing probably wouldn't have done you any good. But it was a cool show. We did a whole Silent Night last night.
Listen, let me point out
100 million BC. Then we watched Mega Python versus Gatoroid, and Greg and I started watching Super Gator afterwards. Oh yeah, did y'all catch Super Gator versus Dino Croc?
Yes, but I knew it was on.
That was cool.
That
was awesome.
We're watching it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'm learning to adapt to them. They're giving us something to watch.
My adaptation is to grab the remote and say, click.
There's nothing else on, dude.
Nothing else on.
Okay. Hence the reason Netflix is also
Netflix,
very nice.
Yeah, we could pick something from the wall of movies.
Or like I said, Storage Wars is on demand. Storage. I haven't checked for the other one, Pawn Stars on History. I didn't go there yet. I was on first. Click.
Yeah. Pawn Stars is on demand. Storage Wars is on demand.
Bobbleheads next week.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You ordered your bobbleheads.
Yeah, Pawn Star bobbleheads. Fudging A. The commercials. Once the founder said they're real.
Found them.
Tuesday, I ordered mine. They don't get shipped until Tuesday next week, and I should have them by Friday.
Just remember, guys, it's not reality.
It's
actuality.
It's History Channel. It's history, man. It's all history. But no, it's cool.